AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The International Monetary Fund lowers its global economic growth projections. Here's Ben Thomas.
IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva describes the outlook as
darker than we would have loved it to be.
The IMF now projects global growth to come in at 3.2% for this year and 2.9% for next. Speaking at Georgetown University in Washington, Georgieva says the world economy is experiencing multiple shocks, including Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And the view is
more likely to get worse than to get better.
As for what to do, the IMF chief starts with central banks staying the course on inflation, though she cautions tightening monetary policy too much, too fast
can push many economies into prolonged recession.
So far, though, she says the impact of interest rate hikes relatively good. Ben Thomas, Washington.
More people filed for unemployment last week, the largest number in 4 months, leaving investors a bit anxious heading into tomorrow's monthly job survey. Stocks fell amid the uncertainty. The S&P off 1%, the Dow dropped 1%, the Nasdaq fell 0.7%. A North Carolina man pleads guilty to seditious conspiracy for plotting with other members of the Proud Boys to attack the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. Jeremy Joseph Bertino has agreed to cooperate with the Justice Department's investigation of Proud Boy leaders. Five of those leaders go on trial in December on the same charge. The leader of the Oath Keepers and some of his followers are on trial for seditious conspiracy. Convictions could bring 20-year federal sentences. One person dead, five others injured in a stabbing attack along the Las Vegas Strip just before noon local time today. Police say some of the victims appeared to be showgirls who take pictures with tourists on the Strip. The attacks occurred at multiple locations. Las Vegas police say a suspect is in custody. This is AP News. Closing arguments in the Connecticut penalty phase trial of InfoWars founder and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones for spreading lies about the 2012 Newtown School massacre. Chris Maddy is a lawyer for the families of eight of the 26 killed, including 20 young children at Sandy Hook Elementary School. He tells the jurors that Jones and his company had no qualms about spreading the lies about the shooting to take advantage of the victims.
Disarm this obviously predatory human being who preys on people at their worst times.
Jones' lawyer, Norman Pattis, tells the six-member jury, three women, three men, that Maddy and other attorneys for the families are trying to anger the panel.
An effort themselves to gin up anger, because this is a hearing in damages. And the angrier you get, the more money you will give.
Jones, already found liable, could be forced to pay hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.